lonely city. People passing by, yet no one seems to look each other in the eyes anymore, flash a smile, or even bother to look up from their devices.
Yo, watch. Sorry.
Here she comes now, those blood-red heels clicking like a ticking time bomb. A nosy know-it-all with impeccable style and hair so blonde it could be seen from space. Bunny Belle Pasht, our leading lady. At least for the next few minutes.
Excuse me, miss. Excuse me, do you have a dollar?
Nope. Ooh, they always smell so bad.
Yeah, well, you smell like a jerk!
Well, that dog's going to get run over.
Have you seen a little dog? She's blind and needs her meds.
Oh no, sorry.
Okay, thank you. Bella!
Ugh, could it rain any harder? Ugh, well I guess it can. Taxi! Ugh. Ugh. I'm soaking wet.
Yeah, it's raining out there.
No, you!
She's coming down.
Noble Apartments on Sycamore Avenue.
Sure thing, lady.
Oh, goody. Calling again, are we? My answer isn't going to change. And it's really not my problem that you don't like what I do with my affairs. Oh, that's very sweet, but you're just saying that because I have more money than God now. Ooh, is that a threat? I can play this game. Ah, cheer up. You can always try California. I heard they're paying homeless people to move there. Oh, you're breaking up. I can't hear you. I cannot hear. Bye. Oh, Gabby, that was fun. Stop here.
No tip?
Nope. Hello? Hello? Oh, dear God! Oh. Note to self. Leave out cat poison. Mr. Glassford, is that you? Do I know you? Tell me who you are before you come any closer. Killer cats protecting this apartment building! Ow! Oh, designer shoes my ass! Who are you? What do you want? I have no money! I'm poor! I have nothing for you! Except STDs. I have all of those. Every single... I have a chlamydia. Don't come any closer! Okay. I have a little money. Did you just stab me? That freaking hurt. Help! I'm being stabbed! Help! Somebody help me! Ow! Somebody help me! Ah! Hello! I know you're all home! Ow!
Yes, her neighbors were all home, their eyes peeking out from behind their blinds.
Bunny's being stabbed.
I can't watch. Get back in your room. Stay in bed.
Hey, apartment 6. I can see your beady little eyes staring from behind your blind.
Hide. She saw us.
This is horrifying. What do we do?
Get out here and help me. I'm just knocking on death's door, but please don't let me interrupt you.
Hey, what's she say?
Something about not interrupting her.
Is she dead?
Yeah, yeah. She's dead. Looks like she's not dead. Okay, yeah, now she's dead.
Poor, poor Bunny. Not a single neighbor helped. Why? Well, one way to get away with murder is to simply do nothing. 5 days prior to Bunny's gruesome demise is where this story really begins. Here in the ordinary little laundry room of Noble Apartments, an unordinary mandatory meeting would bring all 7 tenants together for the first time. These neighbors lived feet from each other for years, with nothing more than a high between them at the dumpster out back. But that was all about to change.
What the...
First to arrive was Phil Absconder, 46 years old, apartment 3. A decent-looking man with a dash of salt and pepper in his hair due to years of worrying about 2 things. His 8-year-old daughter and avoiding as many people as possible. Phil looked around, confused as to why the laundry room looked like an abandoned 5th-grade graduation. Folding chairs crammed together, a microphone, 1 sad cheese pizza keeping warm on the dryer, a Bon Voyage sign hanging in the back.
Bon Voyage? Huh. Ooh, snacks.
I win!
Second to arrive was Tim Hades, 27 years old, apartment 6. Tim was a tiny, energetic man with a huge amount of love for his church and his very pregnant wife, Lexi.
Tim! You cheated!
Cheated? I did not!
You did! You ran around the fountain instead of through it.
Lexi Hades, 26 years old, sweet as pecan pie. Lexi towered a good foot and a half over her husband, every inch filled with adoration and devotion for her tiny Tim.
It's okay. I'm gonna get you later at the grocery store.
Gotta pick up those pregnant feet. Babe, snacks!
I'll grab a seat.
Next to arrive was Sarah Fatbottom, age 32, apartment 1. Cool. Pretty, hashtag savvy, and savvy with the hashtags.
No way.
Sarah was an influencer. Her social media presence gave her hundreds of thousands of friends online. But in real life, she only had a couple, one of which being her best friend and confidant, Pasta, the chinchilla.
Ooh, are those snacks? I know. It's perfect for a What I Won't Eat Wednesday post. And where's my lighting? Ugh, not there.
Hey, all my Fat Bottom Fitness followers. I just want to point out today's major temptation. Cheese pizza. Ooh, who can relate? Get at me in the comments below. Love you all so much. Stay strong. Stay fearless. Just do it. We're in this together. You're magical. Please take that person who needs this today. And I love you. 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 Bye, tribe.
Hashtag fitness life, hashtag lifted AF, hashtag pizza no no, and posted. God, I'm good at this.
Pop He and Fan He, 80s, apartment 5. With decades of life experience behind them, their entire savings was about to pay off as these two were only months away from their retirement dreams coming true. Despite moving in slow motion and only hearing within a 3-foot radius, this first-generation Chinese couple were 2 shriveled-up peas in a pod.
I know, but at least there's a snack.
You are crazy, Kevin.
I got you some nuts.
Ooh, throw it in my mouth.
Excuse me, but do any of you folks know what the hell we're all doing here? And what's with this Bon Voyage sign?
I'll tell you what the hell you all are doing here.
Bunny Bell Pasht, age 40, apartment 4. The neighbor they tried to avoid because she's just a little too neighborly. She's the type of neighbor that would bring back their mail, partially opened. The type that would change their laundry and stick it on a chair in a soaking wet pile. Or the type of neighbor that would offer to watch their dog while they're away on vacation and then put the dog down. She's the neighbor they can't stand.
Oh, Bunny, this is your going away party? I love that for you.
Bon voyage, Bunny.
Yes. Finally. I guess we'll be seeing you, lass.
No, it's not. Thank you all for coming.
Well, these mysterious party flyers said we would get evicted if we didn't, so not much of a choice there.
Where's Mr. Class?
Did he get evicted?
Sweetie, the landlord can't get evicted. I don't think...
Everyone, please! Be quiet. I don't think you're going to get to say goodbye to your beloved Mr. Glassford. He's probably on a remote island by now, living out his retired landlord dreams, drowning in piña coladas.
Wait, bon voyage, Mr. Glassford? He's...
gone! He's no longer your landlord. Out with the old, in with the new. So let's cut right to the chase. Drumroll, please. Drumroll? Fine, it's me. I'm your new landlord.
No, seriously? This is a joke.
But you're our neighbor, so how can you be...
both? Well, my life seems to have taken a very fortunate financial turn thanks to the death of my parents.
Your parents died? I'm so sorry.
Don't be. We weren't close. Besides, now I can pretty much do whatever I want, including, well, buy this building and run it exactly how I want.
Well, that seems selfish. I'm sorry. How you want?
Yes, I want.
What does that mean?
Well, I...
Yeah, what you have
well,
in mind?
Well, if you just let me speak, I'll tell...
Shh, everyone quiet. Let her speak.
Yes, thank you. Now that I finally have the floor, I...
Oh my gosh, I am so sorry I'm late. Some kids zip-tied all of our shopping carts together, and anyways, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Kyle Shittles, age 28, oops, apartment 2.
Excuse me.
Not the type to make an entrance. Kyle was a lovable loser.
Ooh, snacks.
Not unlike Paul Rudd in I Love You, Man, or Our Idiot Brother, or frankly, any movie Paul Rudd is in. Kyle was the night shift manager at the Five and Grab,
sorry,
with a love for drumming and doll dizzy for his neighbor, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Huh? Oh. Hi, Kyle.
Is this seat taken?
Nope. This one isn't, that one isn't, that one or that one either. Whichever one you want.
Cool. Oh, I think there are four particular turtles that would disagree about cheese pizza.
I'm sorry?
I commented on your post and shared it.
Oh, I notice you always do that. Thank you.
Oh, hey, pasta.
Excuse me. Back to what I was saying.
So does Kyle get evicted, or...
What? I'm here. I made it. If it wasn't for those dang kids, I...
Oh, but you are here. And I'm so grateful you could make it. Oh, Kyle, you poor sexy thing. You ran all the way here from your car, and you haven't even changed from work?
Kyle could do no wrong in Bunny's eyes. To her, they were destined to be together. He was the only thing her money couldn't buy. If only Bunny could make him see her the way she saw him.
I can sort of see your four-pack through that sweaty shirt.
Oh, bigger size I want to see, God.
So you really are our new landlord. Why? Aren't you rich now? Build your dream house and drink piña colada like Mr. Glassford.
Not that it's any of your business, but there are a few business ventures I'm playing with.
Whoa, what'd I miss?
Me talking. Okay, so I will be bringing all of your new lease agreements around to each of your apartments tomorrow.
No.
Are you kidding me?
We have to...
The new contracts will reflect some of your rent increases and my terms.
Your terms?
You're welcome.
Wait. Is this even legal?
How do I say this? When you're as rich as I am, anything is legal.
Okay, clearly I missed something.
We are about to retire.
We have a child on the way.
Do you know how much a two-bedroom place costs around here?
Yeah, not my pig, not my farm. You either can meet the requirements or you can't.
No, I'm asking, do you know?
I can see that I've left you with a lot to think about. So on that note, you can just expect me in the morning. Enjoy the snacks, everyone. Bonsoir, Kyle.
So, I'm gonna go catch up with Bunny and find out what exactly is going on. It was really great seeing all of you. We should really hang out in the laundry room more often. Bye, Sarah.
Huh? Oh, yeah, bye, Kyle.
Well, really nice not knowing all of you for the past 3 years. I'm going to go break the news to my daughter that we're moving again.
I don't want that woman having keys to my apartment.
Tim, what if we have to move out? Baby Obadiah is literally going to pop out at any moment!
Sweetie, I promise that baby Obi will pop out in a safe and hopefully affordable home. I promise. Hopefully.
You kids worry too much. We lived through wars, market crashes, and McDonald removing McRibs. I think we can handle Bunny.
Maybe the new lease agreements won't be that bad and we can all stay?
Yeah, I'm calling her bluff. I mean, how much could you really change things?
Guys, Bunny says she's knocking out a few apartments and putting in a pool and a Starbucks. This is going to change everything.
Yes, Kyle. Yes, it will. Kind of like how my life changed when I found out Joe Pesci has a singing career. In only 5 days, Bunny Bell Pasht will be murdered. The killer could be sitting in this room right now. But what could Bunny possibly do to drive these tenants to do such a thing? Surely a few construction sounds wouldn't do it. I wonder what's in those lease agreements. Until next time.
The Bystanders. Written and directed by Jacqueline Hales and Ash Lenzian. Produced by Black Label Media. Heather Morris, Jacqueline Hales, Ash Lenzian, Josh Fisher, and Alex Tassopoulos. Distributed by Believe Podcast Network. Music by Tori Cummins. Sound design by Tim McEwen. Sound editor and engineer, Alex Carter. Starring Kristen Chenoweth, Oscar Nunez, Ki-Hong Lee, Michael Hitchcock, Karen Hui, Jim Lau, Matt Mattson, Jacqueline Hales, Ash Lenzian, Machete Bang Bang, August Nunez, with Heather Morris and Ed Westwick. Narration by yours truly, Jane Lynch. And that's a wrap. I'm going to check on my neighbors. How do I get out of here? You guys, how do I get out of here?